What a game four of the NBA Finals. The series is tied thanks in large part to the greatness of Stephen Curry. Janelle Moore, reporter and analyst with the San Jose Mercury News, joins me for a post-game reactionary show. This series is tied. It is now a best of three. I'm Cyrus Otsis. This is Locked On Warriors.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for making Locked On Warriors your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. You can follow Janelle Moore on Twitter at Janelle12. You can follow me, Cyrus Otsis, on Twitter at DogSurfRoadshow. Hall of Famer Rick Barry might join us. He's traveling. His phone seems to have issues syncing up with the platform we use to record Locked On Warriors. But regardless, Janelle, I sincerely thank you for joining me. I my nerves are frayed right now. What a game that was. Janelle, give me your first reaction to a thriller led in large part by Stephen Curry.
It was amazing is an understatement. I mean, this is just a testament to the brilliance of Steph. And this this seals it. You know, more respect need to be put on his name. People talk all this trash about him not being a playoff performer, not being a performer in the finals. That's all cap right now. That is cap and a gown of BS. He did his thing tonight.
Yep. Yes, he did. By the way, I gotta look at a comment here just because, again, we're going live tonight. and I'm curious to know, someone wrote here, I posted a comment and it didn't make any sense. But I lost it. Who cares? That was one hell of a game. Dossie writes, did that finally cure your company video? It didn't hurt. I'll tell you this, man. I've been fighting COVID for over 2 weeks now. That if there's a cure for COVID, a Warriors huge road victory in Boston certainly helps that. My spirits are lifted and then some. That was one hell of a game. Let's break this down. First of all, Janelle, Stephen Curry, like to you, you know, I'm a basketball junkie. I've been watching this sport for probably 35 years of my life. It's clear of all the sports. I mean, I love football as well, but basketball is just, you know, it's got my heart and soul. I played this sport most of my life. I love it. You know, it's just pure entertainment. It's a joy. And when it comes to NBA Finals performances, I know this is just right after the game. We're recording this at 9:07 p.m. on Friday, June 10th. Where does this performance for Stephen Curry, who finished the game, by the way, in 41 minutes of play, he had 43 points, 10 rebounds to go with 4 assists. Where does this rank for you among the all-time great NBA Finals performances?
It's right up there around the top 10 to 15 for me. You know, and I mean, the 43 points is something that I expect from him, but those rebounds, and for somebody his size, I think that's just phenomenal. And he is really an underrated rebounder. And just for him to really dig deep into that resolve, and especially when, you know, he was injured. That's remarkable.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was injured. He was playing through pain. There's no doubt about that. You know, the only thing we don't know is the severity of that injury, but no, he was playing through a foot sprain. You know, and I'm just literally, for people watching this instead of listening on the podcast, I'm just, you know, blasting all the comments I could throw in right now. Just because I'm guaranteeing Dub Nation is on fire right now, just happy, just elated. I mean, that was wild, you know? I mean, coming into this game, people were doubting the Warriors, even Warriors fans. I was really surprised at the number of people who started writing them off, who just thought the series was over. And look, the series is still not over. It's not like the Warriors won this thing, but it is now a best of three. The Warriors have reclaimed home court advantage. They have won a road game in a playoff series for 27 straight series. That alone is just a staggering mark. You know, game five, which is now easily going to be the biggest game of the entire season for the Golden State Warriors. How are you feeling about game five? And by the way, Rick Barry's going to join us, but answer that. I know we're just diving into this, But game five is Monday. Any early thoughts and feelings about that?
My early thought and feeling about that is riding the wave of momentum. Momentum is so underrated, you know?
Yes.
And
yes, it is.
Going back to the Bay up two, tied series, they could win this thing. And for some Warrior fans to give up and panic, I get it. You know, a lot of them are fatalistic and love to twerk on the panic button, but, you know, it's still a series. And, you know, Boston is a tough team. They're not going to just lay down.
Absolutely right.
And it's up to the Warriors to keep that same energy on both sides, offense and defense.
Absolutely.
And now they've got Hall momentum of Fame coming back to the Bay. So
momentum is one of those measurables that you just can't really, or one of those tangibles, one of those variables that there is no measurable to apply to it. We have Hall of Famer Rick Barry joining us. Rick, I'm so thankful that you're joining us. You're traveling. I know you had some issues with the phone. Rick, meet Janelle Moore. She's an analyst and reporter with the San Jose Mercury News. Janelle, meet Hall of Famer Rick Barry, one of the kindest, classiest gentlemen you will ever meet on the planet. Rick, give us your first reaction, sir, to one of the most exciting NBA Finals games, and certainly in Golden State Warriors history, given all the doubt that they face going into the Garden.
Well, Janelle, first of all, nice to meet you. Pleasure.
Nice to meet you, too.
Everybody gets so wrapped up and panicked about things. I mean, the beauty of basketball is that in the NBA is that it's so unpredictable. I mean, I keep telling people, always expect the unexpected. The beauty of it is that nobody brought it up before, and I saw this graphic late in the game, that the Warriors in over 20-some-odd occasions, consecutive playoff series, and a record for the NBA, have won at least one road game. They've kept that streak alive. That's incredibly impressive to be able to do that. I wasn't overly concerned because the Celtics lost home games in the last two series that they played. So it's not like they're a dominant team at home. And the Warriors have the experience of being on the road, of winning games on the road. And so all of that really came into play. A lot of teams could have panicked. After the first half, when you shoot 39% from twos and 29% from threes, it's crazy. And you're only 5 points down on the road. You should be thanking God that you're in that position.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then they came out and they played, again, another very good third quarter. Not a dominant third quarter. But I was just worried about the fact, and Cyrus, you know, we have talked about this there, Janelle, you may not have heard it. I had something that I called the deep hole syndrome. When you go on the road to play games, especially in the playoffs, and you fall behind and you fight back and you fall behind and you fight back, you use so much energy doing that, that at times it's very difficult to win those games unless you do it at the end. Now, in this case, it wasn't like they fell down double digits. They weren't down 18 points like they were in the last game when they made that comeback and then had the turnovers. I was excited that they got to the point, again, it happened. I said, oh, no, not again. They got to the point where they came back. They get the lead after halftime, the third quarter, and then those stupid turnovers. I mean, they made the worst passes, and they gave Boston life again. And then they had to play that little short. They kept getting down five and fighting back and seven. It was a great performance on their part and showed you the poise that they have, not to panic, to know they had a chance to do it. And thank you, Steph Curry. If anybody, I hear these talking heads on TV talking about Steph Curry and he has to establish. Steph Curry is one of the greatest point guards in the history of the game. There's never been a player like him in the history of basketball to play the way he plays with the love and the enthusiasm, the shots that he makes, his shooting range. Just incredible. Just a great, great performance by the part of Steph Curry to basically give the Warriors, again, home court and turn this into a three-game series. So now the Warriors just have to take care of business at home. The fact that they lost one game at home, I find it hard to fathom that they would lose two, you know, lose another game at home in the three games that are remaining, with two of them being at the arena at Chase Center. So, and Draymond not playing well, they win. The other guys up and down. Wiggins stepped up again tonight. It was a terrific performance. And I keep saying this, and nobody's talking about it. The most consistent player for the Golden State Warriors during these last couple of rounds of the playoffs, I think, has been Looney. Looney is there doing his job, getting some offensive boards, playing some defense. He's been a terrific player for them. And you need to have those role players in order to win championships. Everybody has to try to step up and do.
Oh, we just lost Rick for a second there, but it's time to read a commercial regardless, and then hopefully we'll get Rick back. Rick, if you can hear me, hang up and click on the link again. That's usually fixes those issues. But in the meantime, let's give some love to Bet Online real quick. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information. Find all of the latest sports developments, news, and odds, including this year's basketball championship matchup, the NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and of course, all the latest fighting news from MMA and UFC to boxing. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. Bet online. And by the way, the line for game five, we got Rick back. All right. The line for game five is not available yet, which is kind of weird because every time I've hosted one of these post-game shows, the lines have been available. So far, we don't know what the line is for game five, but just go to Bet Online. It's where the game starts, and we'll be right back with Hall of Famer Rick Barry and San Jose Mercury News reporter and analyst Janelle Moore.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The ultimate NBA mock draft starts June 16th with over 50 insiders. Nothing equals the ultimate NBA mock draft. The Locked On NBA Big Board, draft experts, plus the Odyssey insiders. The first pick is June 16th. Search ultimate NBA mock draft and follow now so you don't miss a pick. You can follow Rick Barry on all social media platforms at Rick24Barry. You can follow Janelle Moore on Twitter at Janelle12. Is that correct? Did I get that right, Janelle?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, beautiful. Let's talk about for a second. I'm looking at the box score right now. I was not a fan of Steve Kerr's decision to start Otto Porter Jr. tonight, and I feel like the Warriors won this game despite that because, like you said, Rick, Kevon Looney has been playing lights out. He's really the only answer for Robert Williams III, who has been dominant this series. He is a force inside. But so Kevon Looney finished with 11 rebounds in 28 minutes of play, but really the player that stood out in this game, and I love both of your insights for this, is Andrew Wiggins. He played 43 minutes tonight, scored 17 points, but had 16 rebounds. Janelle, I'll start with you. Your thoughts on Andrew Wiggins tonight, really being the Robin to Stephen Curry's Batman?
Phenomenal. You know, Andrew gets a lot of flack for being passive and this, that, and the third, but he has really stepped up and stepped up when he needed to. And what's really, the rebounds is more impressive with me. That shows his hustle, that shows his grit. And that's what's needed when Steph is going and, you know, no one else can really get a rhythm offensively. He really was aggressive. And that's what we need.
Absolutely. Rick Barry, your thoughts, sir, on Andrew Wiggins. He's been a interesting player this season. I mean, there were moments where, you know, look, he's an all-star starter, but the second half of the season, he struggled at times. This postseason, I don't know what the Warriors would do without him. Tonight, he had a huge game. What did you think about Andrew, sir?
Yeah, no, I mentioned earlier. I mean, I think that, you know, Wiggins and Steph are the two guys that really helped carry him. You know, Clay still has been, you know, up and down. I'm hoping that maybe in, you know, game five that he'll have one of his exploding games, you know, drop down 8-10 three-point shots for them and really play the way that he's capable of playing. Although, you know, he did come through. I mean, the thing that's amazing is he had in the last two games a couple of unbelievable, great open looks with his feet set. And that's when he's most dangerous, is when his feet are set. I mean, he shoots the hell out of it. But there was a really big one late in that game.
Yes.
From the side. He was so open. And here's the thing, I can tell you. I mean, it was like that was a horrible, horrible shot on the part of his way. Not that taking it was horrible. His form. He missed that so when he shot it, I was sitting there with the people. I said, oh, my God, that's so far left. He had no chance to make that shot. Was going left. If a great shooter like Steph or Clay, if they miss left or right, they did something seriously wrong with their technique because great shooters miss short and long, not left and right. So Clay's been a bit erratic, you know, but he still came through and I thought played a decent game. You know, the other guy that's been right there with Clay as far as, you know, being erratic has been Poole. You know, I mean, yes. Almost not doing it. And this is the part that hurts me. The Warriors took a couple of shots. Poole being one of the guys that did it. Nobody's under the basket, and it was still time on the shot clock. That is not Warriors basketball. Okay, you can get that shot with 2 seconds on the shot clock. You don't need to take that with 12 or 14. Move the ball, pass, and cut. The telling statistic, and I told my friends who I was watching the game with, the telling statistic in this game early on when the Warriors were struggling, especially in the first half, the Warriors generally have numerous assists because they pass, they move, they cut. They had 6 assists.
Yes.
They're late in the second half. That is not the way the Warriors play their best basketball.
You're absolutely right. You know, and one player that has been getting a lot of attention is Draymond Green. And offensively, you know, I don't know if we could say he had a great game, finished with just, you know, 2 points. But at least statistically, he did have 8 assists. He had 9 rebounds. Warriors collectively on the rebounding side killed the Celtics. They finally reverted back to what they've been doing this whole postseason. They won the rebounding battle 55-42, including on the offensive glass. They grabbed 16-11 for the Celtics. But 3 players for the Warriors were in triple digits in reboundings. Wiggins with 16, Looney with 11, Stephen Curry with 10, and then Draymond Green had 9. Rick, I'll start with you, sir, and then Janelle. What are your thoughts on Draymond Green? I mean, just your overall thoughts in terms of the attention he's been getting. I mean, you know, the entire city of Boston apparently hates him. Your thoughts on Draymond Green through 4 games in this series, including tonight?
Well, here's the thing. If you get booed in the visiting team's arena, you only get booed because you're a good player. They don't boo. Okay? Draymond, I say to him, if the other guys are playing and doing their job, you don't need Draymond Green to score points. Get the rebounds, play the defense, get the assist, which he did in this game. He didn't have a game offensively. Somebody told me that I was watching. Said, "Oh yeah, it was 7.5 points, over and under for Draymond points in this game." Well, obviously somebody lost if they bet that he was going to get that. But you don't need Draymond to score. I mean, if he gets those kinds of assists and gets close to double digits in assists and double digits in rebounds and plays this tough defense like he usually does, he's going to be productive for your team, which he was tonight. I don't think it was a bad game by Draymond. It was not one of his best games. But it was sufficient to be able to help get the job done. Had he not played at that level with the assist at all, the Warriors could well have possibly lost the game. Because it's not players that win for you. It's still the team effort. And I'll tell you what, Bielitsa came. He hit a huge shot from them. I mean, it was a deep shot when he hit that 3. He missed the 1, but he knocked that other one down. And I was not overly concerned after the first half. In fact, I was actually kind of happy. Because the Warriors, with the poor shooting we talked about, the Celtics made 57% of the 3-point shooting. I told everyone, I'm not a betting person, but I will bet you that the Boston Celtics do not shoot 57% from threes in the second half.
Yeah, they finished 39.5% from 3 for the game. They've been having just red-hot starts to the game in general. Janelle, your thoughts, please, on Draymond Green, both in this game and in the series as a whole, because – a lot of people are starting to doubt him. I mean, Kerr was even pulling him out of the game for various offensive possessions. Your thoughts on Draymond Green, please.
It's no secret that Draymond has been erratic during this series. And I'm willing to bet that, he plays a lot of small ball center. And over the years, it starts to take its toll. But, he's out here, he's fighting. This wasn't really the best Draymond Green game, but it was sufficient to get the job done. I agree with Rick right there. And, if he could just be as consistent, from this game to the next game and to do a little bit more, the Warriors be in good shape. And a lot of people, may not know that his value – it doesn't show up in the box score, and it won't. But as long as he's out here disrupting, playing defense, and even talking his trash. I mean, even during his last pod, he said he wasn't himself. If he's back to being himself, there's no worries.
Yeah, and look, a win's a win. I want to thank Tiffany Jones, by the way, I've been saying for a long time, Bielitsa deserves some minutes in this series, and he played 10 minutes. His defense is really underrated. I mean, he's a slow-footed individual, but he was holding his own out there. And then Gary Payton II, I'm really happy we saw him play out there tonight. The stats don't justify either of those players' contributions. Gary Payton II played 10 minutes tonight, but again, he seems to be at the right place at the right time. He plays solid defense. And when we come back, we'll finish up talking about this exciting, thrilling game. First, got to talk about a sponsor of this program, Sakara. Sakara is all about nutrition. I mean, it's all about what you put in your body. You know, I'm guessing an elite athlete like Rick Barry cares about what you eat. Oh, hey, Rick, what do you eat? What is your typical diet? Do you mind if I ask? I've never asked you that before. I am curious.
Well, I try to eat reasonably healthy. I'll never give up a good burger. I don't. and I probably big fall is I have a cream cheese dip with Philadelphia low fat cream cheese, 1/3 by dipping some chips and stuff. That's my one thing that I really, my mom got me hooked on that as a kid, and I'm still loving that. But I do try to watch what I eat. I eat a lot of salads, big time with salads, a lot of when they're in season. I love a lot of fruit, and I do take a lot of supplements. I'm on and some regimens for all kinds of good healthy things. I really do try to take care of myself health wise. I mean, because my goal in life is to be 100 years old and be able to play pickleball and go fly fishing. You know? So I do take care of myself. And I think that's the biggest problem. I'm sometimes shocked when I see elite athletes from various sports, especially in basketball, when I see them now. And these are guys that were just amazing condition. And all of a sudden, they're as big as houses. I mean, seriously, it's not healthy. I mean, don't you want to live and enjoy your life, especially, you know, if you made a bunch of money and you have the money to do the things you would want to do in life? Why would you let yourself go? I mean, I'll give you a simple thing. I mean, you talk more about the sponsor afterwards, and I'm sure their product is terrific. Hey, if your belt gets tight on your pants, eat less and work out more until it gets loose, and never buy the next size pants.
There you go.
Great advice. Great advice. No, absolutely. Well, Sakara, they're a wellness company that's anchored in food as medicine. They give you the tools you need to transform your life with organic, ready-to-eat meals. I'm totally with both of you in terms of just, you know, what you put in your body is vitally important for your long-term health. And they're nutritionally designed, chef-crafted breakfasts, lunches, and dinners are made with powerful plant-rich ingredients that help boost your energy, support your digestion, curb your sugar cravings, and get your skin glowing. Plus, it's all delivered right to your door. And right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/lockedon20, or you could enter the code lockedon20 at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/lockedon20 to get 20% off your first order. Again, sakara.com/lockedon20.
Hey, start sending me stuff.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for making Locked On Warriors your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. Rick, I cut you off there. What were you saying, sir? I'm so sorry.
Start sending me some food to help me get to 100.
Deal. I will do that. Did you like those Built Bars I sent you?
Huh?
Did you ever get those Built Bars I sent you?
I don't think so.
Oh, they were sent to you. Oh, well, I got to follow up on that because I sent those to you like a month ago. Well, we'll talk about that later. You can follow Janelle Moore on Twitter at Janelle12. She's a reporter and analyst for the San Jose Mercury News. And of course, Hall of Famer Rick Barry is one of the greatest to ever play this game. You can follow him on all social media platforms at Rick24Barry. In my opinion, through four games in this series, what I felt in terms of the matchups is that Draymond Green's value comes from defending Jaylen Brown and, to a lesser extent, Al Horford. I feel like Klay Thompson, if he's guarding Al Horford, is fine. Otherwise, he can be a liability on defense. I also feel like Kevon Looney should be playing minute by minute with Robert Williams III. I don't think anyone else on the Warriors really matches up well with him. Janelle, I'll start with you. Your thoughts on the matchups and anything you want to add to that?
I think the matchups right now are great as they are. You know, we've made the proper adjustments, but one thing that irks me is them defending the corner three. I wish sometimes they would stay their asses at home. Don't try to overhelp with Tatum. I mean, that just irks me. And well, it was irking me today.
I talked with the great Hall of Famer, Billy Cunningham, and we talked about the games. And
Both, and I agree 100%. I think, and both Tatum and also Brown, they're a little out of control when they go to the basket at times, and they get turnovers, and you know they make some nice passes and stuff, but they are a little bit out of control. And I agree with you. If a guy can beat you making the off balance crazy shots and do it, stay the hell home on the 3-point shooters in the corner. You can't give these players today open looks like that. Mm-hmm. And they got a lot of good open looks. Fortunately, second half, things even out. They didn't shoot 57% from threes, and they missed a lot of shots. Like, you know, in game number one, they hardly ever missed a shot. They're saying like 9 for 12 or whatever the hell it was. But in this one, they were missing some of the key shots. They didn't make the shots when they needed them. I just thought it would even out. To shoot 57% as a team from 3-point range for an entire game, you're not going to see that happen very often. And so they lived and died with the 3-point shot tonight. I thought that really hurt them. They didn't take a lot in the first half, but they shot 57%, and they shot a bunch up trying to get back in the game late, and they weren't making those shots. So the matchups, here's the thing that I don't understand that I watched that bothers me. But before I talk about that, I have to say one other thing.
Please.
I'm so disappointed in our team in game number 3. They did not out with an urgency. That was, I mean, they knew they had to win one game. I mean, to have it come down to this one, which really, if you don't win this one, you're really screwed. I mean, that first game, I would have thought they would have come out with such intensity and such an urgency, and they didn't. You know, they got 18 points behind, and, you know, then they fought back, and, you know, that was the deep hole right there. They came back too early, and they gave Boston had plenty of time to regroup and be able to come away with a victory. But that was very disappointing to me for a team with the experience that those guys have to come out so lackluster. So it was that was, that was disappointing. Now
I agree too. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Rick.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people talk about how the Warriors are undersized, but sometimes it's not about the size, it's about your heart. It's about getting in there, digging and hustling. And they were out hustling game 3, and that made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know why that happened, but it certainly did, and they paid a price for it. The matchups, here's the thing that I don't see this. And I know how to play this game, okay? And of course. And the way the Celtics are playing, they're jumping everything and doing stuff. Where are the slips, okay? Slipping the screens, okay? If you're coming off and you see that the defender is cheating to come over, the guy guarding the guy that's going to be your screener, if he is cheating in the least little bit, you got to have a signal with your teammate. Go to the damn basket, and you'll have such an easy shot, it's going to be ridiculous. I don't see teams slipping screens when they see what the defense is doing. And a lot of teams, especially the Celtics, are doing that almost all the time. Man, I mean, you can get so many easy baskets. And the thing is, if you just do it one or two times, you can't do that anymore because you can't give up that easy basket or that dunk. You have to stay home to guard the guy from the screen. Now the screen becomes effective if this guy runs them off, properly. So that's one of the things that, you know, bothers me a little bit. And the last thing I'll get off my chest, because, you know, I love to have it, drives me crazy. The way the officials call this game in playoffs, it's
yes.
And I'm not just saying this for the Warriors. I'm saying from both ends. There were a bunch of fouls that were called against the Celtics that were bogus. There was a bunch of them.
Very egregious.
They beat the hell out of one another, even right at the start of the game. Okay. Tatum 2 times made an offensive foul against Steph Curry, and then he reached in and caught his arm and got a foul. It should have been an offensive foul on Tatum. Twice he did it. He just banged into him and knocked him backwards twice. So,
yep.
And then I'll even say it because I'm not, you know, you're sure I want the Warriors to win, but I don't look at it. I am very honest about my opinions about things when I see it. That foul on Steph Curry when he drove in late in that game, you know, with Horford, that was not a foul. Horford didn't foul him. That was not a foul. I mean, that was ridiculous. And here's what Steph, I mean, if I wish I had Steph's cell phone number, I know him, but I should get his Steph. I would text him, say, Steph, when you're driving to the hole and it's a big guy waiting for you, take the extra dribble. You cannot, in today's game of basketball, with the athleticism of these players, take off from a long distance from the basket and think that little shot is going to get there. They're going to come and get it. I mean, you just can't do it. It had him twice it happened to him. You know, a big block early in the game against him, and this one he was able to draw the foul. if you take the extra dribble and angle towards the basket, if he's coming from your left and you're coming on the right side, you make the basket a defender. He can't get you if you get there and put the ball up if he's coming from the left side, because he's got the net and the rim in his way. And so you have a better chance of making the shot and never giving him the opportunity to block it.
Great call. And I think Stephen Curry even alluded to that with Robert Williams III specifically, about how they are very aggressive defensively, and that the Warriors should be taking advantage of that, and reacting accordingly. Let's finish up with this here. And again, what a tremendous victory for the Golden State Warriors. This really ranks up there all time in terms of just emotional victories among many things. This might be Stephen Curry's greatest NBA Finals performance ever. In his career, I can't think of any other game that really stands out more than this. Although it remains to be seen if they lose the series. I don't know if we'll say that, but it's tipping in their favor. But the Celtics have never in this postseason lost two games in a row, and the Warriors are going to have to beat them two straight games at some point if they're going to win the world championship. Is that going to happen, in your opinion, in game five, or do you think the Celtics could sneak up? Rick, I'll start with you, and then we'll finish up with Janelle and wrap it up here. Rick, what do you think about game five? Do you think the Warriors can hold home court?
Well, I appreciate you coming to me, but I'm going to defer to Janelle because I just talked a lot. So let her go first.
Go for it, Janelle. Thank you.
I think that the Warriors will not make the same mistake twice. They got momentum on their side right now after a much-needed emotional victory tonight. I expect them to go in and handle their business and win at home, and then still won at Boston.
Okay. I would ask you around you again, please never use the word steal. I never stole a game in my life. That's the common term that most people use all the time. You don't steal football, you win. Now, the other team may hand you the game on a silver platter, but you never steal anything because you're working hard out there. So it's never a steal. So I'm sorry. I say that to everybody. I'm not picking on you, Janelle. The bottom line of it is that
they're gonna win at the Garden.
They're gonna take it. Lost two games at home in each of the last two series. Here's the thing about the Warriors: have not played one good full basketball game against Boston. Yeah. They had, I mean, if they had just played good like they played in this game, they played an okay quarter in when they won game two in the fourth, but they had an incredible third period, and they played a very good third, fourth quarter in this game to get the victory. If they had played good fourth quarters, just good, not great fourth quarters, just good fourth quarters, this series would be over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really fair. That simple. If both teams played their best basketball on the game on Monday, the Golden State Warriors will win because they're a better team.
I wholeheartedly agree. Wholeheartedly agree. And I really think they blew that game in game one. They should have won that. It was ridiculous that they gave up what they did in the fourth quarter. And again, just what a game. Any final thoughts? Janelle Moore, you can follow her on Twitter at Janelle12. You do fantastic work. I'd love to have you back on. The only reason why I haven't had you on sooner is because of scheduling difficulties. I believe you're only available at nights, which is usually when we're putting the kid to sleep here. And I don't record that usually at nights, but it's the NBA Finals. But I will get you back on at some point soon, Janelle. But
absolutely. I would love to get back on and share with you what I've been working on, and with this little opportunity I have with the Mercury, I would love to.
Please, yeah, we'll do that soon. But any final thoughts about tonight and anything else before we bid adieu?
Again, just an amazing effort by that team. How they dug deep, and they know that they needed to win. And just for them to just come out like they did with every run that Boston had, the Warriors had an answer. And that's what experience is all about.
Absolutely. Well, Rick Barry,
They did it with both offense and defense. That was the best second half that they played in the entire series.
Absolutely.
Really were good. I mean, you know, Boston had 50-something points. Warriors only had 40-something in the first. I mean, not a lot of scoring going on. But I believe they held them to 40-something points, but their offense came through for them. It was just a good all-around second half. But again, it's only a two halves of basketball that they played well. One half. I mean, they played one half of basketball, and it was good enough to be able to beat the Boston Celtics at their arena. So I'm very confident that the Warriors will be able to come out and play if they play their brand of basketball which they haven't done for a full game yet, there's no chance that the Boston Celtics are going to be able to beat them. I just believe that. And they need to come out with their best game of the series so far to get this victory, to put it all on Boston again, because Boston has been vulnerable at Boston Garden in the playoffs. They've lost a couple of games in each of the series. And I agree with Janelle. If they can win the game on Monday, I think they'll find a way to go back and win that game back in Boston. I hope that's what happens. And here's one of the reasons why I hope it happens. When we won against Washington, we won on the road. And I will tell you that it made it special. Because if you're at home, you've got family and friends, everybody's there, you're celebrating stuff. By winning on the road, it gives you, the team that's been together like a family for an entire season and through the playoffs, to celebrate amongst themselves and have that opportunity and then come home and have the big celebration.
Absolutely. Bravo. Thank you so much to both of you for coming on. Thanks to all the people participating in the chat. Again, just what a victory for the Golden State Warriors. That was a thriller. 107-97, the final. Game five is Monday. I am Cyrus Sauces. You can follow me on Twitter at Dogsurf Roadshow. This program on Twitter at Locked On Dubs. Hall of Famer Rick Barry, always a pleasure, sir. You are a class gentleman. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
One last thing to say. Janelle, I hope you know where to send the check for me for this, right? Where are you sending the check to Janelle?
North Carolina. Her address is North Carolina, and then Rick, you're in Colorado.
I do this, Cyrus, because I love you. I don't know if you know, but Cyrus is my producer when I worked for KNBR, and we had a great time working together, and it's been fun to work with him again.
And Rick, Carl Kelsick, I don't know if you remember him. I'm pulling up his chat there. He used to work with us way back when as well. I don't know what he's doing now, but regardless, Rick, we go way back. And both your checks are in the mail. Expect them soon.
Yeah, I need my money. I need every dime I can get from here on out. I just bought me a new car, 2022 GMC Terrain out there. Yeah, I need
congratulations.
Every dime I can get.
Congratulations. Rick, always a pleasure. Sir Janelle, thank you so much. And Stephen Curry, what a performance. And what a performance for the Golden State Warriors. In general, the series is tied 2-2. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you. Later.